This is University of Louisville head basketball coach Rick Pitino. Attending the Kentucky Derby is one of life's greatest pleasures. When those magnificent animals head down the home stretch at Churchill Downs on the first Saturday in May, there's no better place to be. Welcome to the first jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown. It's Kentucky Derby, 127th on 84 WHAS.
Now, from the 84 WHAS Derby Broadcast Center on the rooftop of historic Churchill Downs, here are Paul Rogers and Bob Sokoler.
Who will win Derby 127? There are hundreds of theories. If you believe former jockey Donner Barton Brothers, it will be point given by 5 lengths. 15-year-old handicapper Merv Hubert says Millennium Win will hit the finish line first. And if you are a fan of our own Paul Rogers, put your money on Congaree to win. Good morning and welcome to the 127th Run for the Roses. Bob Sokoler, along with Paul Rogers, high atop the finish line in the 84 WHS Broadcast Center. Paul, a beautiful day for racing, a beautiful day to be here in Kentuckiana.
Well, above all, this is a grand day of racing, highlighted, of course, by the Kentucky Derby.
Someone who really doesn't have to go far to find someone who's been taking a taste of an alcoholic beverage. Dave Jennings.
Dave, what?
In the infield.
It is not beer o'clock yet, Bob. It's 20 minutes away.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I was wandering the infield, and I figured, you know, there may actually be some people here interested in horse racing, so I found one of the few spots where you have a view of the track, possibly the best spot in the infield. And who do I find but the mayor of the infield, Mayor Dave? How you doing?
I'm here with Dave Jennings. We're mano a mano, babe. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I was told I needed to talk to you before you lost your pulse.
Could be soon. Could be very soon.
Now, as long as I have you, Mayor, Fat Fest last night, big success?
Well, I hooked up with some fat girls, but I don't know if that counts.
Okay, Mayor Dave, thanks a lot. And where is the mayor of the infield? The M-A-R-E. Come on over here. It's a guy with the rubber horse mask. Is he the mayor, M-A-R-E? See? As long as you're a mayor, who's the best-looking horse?
From the back end, they're all good-looking.
I'll tell you what, Paul, you've been doing this for so many years and are such a handicapper. Well, I'll take part of that back. You've been doing this for so many years.
Anything I'm a handicap.
You are a handicap. Anything that you would suggest in the way of looking at horses today? Now, Sidney Sullivan was saying looking for horses on their toes.
That's a good sign. But the thing I always tell people who come out to Derby Day is don't spend the day with your head stuck in the racing form, because there's way too much else to watch. I mean, there's just so much color and excitement here. And you play the horses. The gambling is part of it. It's thrilling. It's fun. And you try and pick a winner. But do it in a lighthearted manner, because there's just a whole lot of fun going on surrounding the races and before and after as well as during. I'm going to do my best to cash a ticket today, too, by golly.
And we hope so, because we'll be following you right behind you when you place those bets. So let's just hope.
Do so at your own peril.
Now, Sidney Sullivan has the job today of being in the grandstands and out and about. I'm just curious, Cindy, how many people are going to stop in to ask you gardening questions this morning?
Oh, hey, listen, it's a full-time job doing this gardening thing. It never stops for me.
You love it, don't you?
And I do love it.
Yeah, I know.
I love the Derby, Bob, I have to admit. You know, it's all about tradition, and one of the traditions of the Kentucky Derby, of course, are mint juleps. So I'm going to introduce you to my buddy, Corey Smith.
Hello, everybody.
All right, tell him what you're doing out here, Corey.
I'm just trying to sell some people some traditional mint juleps.
Give us your sing-song thing that you do. You do a good job at it.
Ice cold mint julep.
Now, do you have the power to not sell somebody a mint julep? Can you do that? If you think that they've had enough, can you say no?
Probably could, but I don't know if I would.
Where are you from?
NYC, baby. I'm here in Lexington. No, Louisville, Kentucky.
New York City. Hey, there's nothing sexier than an old New York mom. Do your mother impression.
You are. Oh, yeah, my daughter. My daughter's coming down to drink her water. Can we drink your water?
Well, what would your mom say if you came home tomorrow with about 800 beads?
Oh, my God, Erica, when did you get married? Holy, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know, you try and be respectful.
You never know who you're going to run into around Louisville, around Derby time. And here we have Wendy Malik from NBC's Just Shoot Me. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Is this your first time in Louisville?
Actually, it's my third Derby.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This is my second time doing it, like, you know, the VIPs do it. But the first time I was in the infield when I was in college. I went to Ohio Wesleyan.
So you did the whole mudslide thing and everything.
Big time. Oh, yeah. We were poor, and young but happy.
That's always a good time for that.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that if you're under 30, go to the infield. Don't miss the experience.
At least once in your life. Maybe that might
maybe,
be it, though.
Maybe once is enough. And then take that under 25 and then try and get to know somebody and get upstairs.
Do you have a Derby pick at all? Have you studied the horses any?
I can't say I've really studied them, and I usually just pick names that I like, or else I hear these great stories about jockeys, and I go, yes, I want him. I love the whole idea of Gary Sullivan.
Yeah.
And his horse just seems so utterly fabulous in that he could either run off, completely take off, rear up, or maybe win. You know, so there's something kind of great about that. But I'm going to try and look for a little unknown, someone who can come from behind. I love it when the odds are against them.
A good long shot.
Yeah, I have to pick a long shot.
All right, well, enjoy your stay. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
Wendy Malik from NBC's Just Shoot Me. This is Ron Fisher on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
Pat Day's back in the Derby today aboard Dollar Bill, who has lost his last two races, and he's had some trouble. How about the Derby today, Pat?
Well, I'm going to look at the flip side of it. I'm going to be optimistic and believe that the third time's the charm. Maybe this time we can get it right, get the trip we need, get the breaks in the race, and get the job done.
This is Leo, and he's from Theo is from New Berlin, Illinois, right? And tell me what they call New Berlin, Illinois now?
Garden Spot of the World.
And Theo's been to quite a few derbies. Tell us how many derbies you've been to here, Theo.
66. Today is my 66th derby.
He's been to every derby since 1936. Tell us how old you are, Theo.
Huh?
Tell us how old you are.
Well, if I hang around in August, I'll be 90.
Absolutely amazing. 66 derbies in a row. Unbelievable. I hope I can say the same when I'm 90.
Wait, who are we going to bet on for you in that derby race?
Jamaican rum.
Jamaican rum. All right, I'm going to throw that $2 away for you.
Thanks.
Okay, no problem.
I don't think you'd be throwing it away, but that's okay.
All right, that's good. I'll do two for you and two for me. So if I win and you win, we're into money then, all right?
All right, sounds good.
All right, Jamaican rum.
Well, the first thing I should say to Beth is that if she likes Jamaican rum, she's probably had a little too much Jamaican rum today. I'm not sure I've picked the winner since Strike the Gold, and that was 1991.
Time to go back down to Millionaire's Row.
All right, I'm here with Coach Rick Pitino, also the owner of AP Valentine. A very exciting day for you.
It is. Don't know what to expect, but we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best.
Well, I think that you're a lucky guy.
No question. This is my second horse in the Kentucky Derby. I really never expect to win it. Just I'm very proud to be in it and be involved with it. I'd be here anyway, but it's an extra incentive to have a horse in the race.
Well, I have to tell you something. I won $100 because you came back to Kentucky.
Well.
So you've already made me a lucky woman.
Take it and put it on AP Valentine.
I'm going to try to do that today.
You'll really build it up.
What about betting on your own horse? Do you have a little superstition about that?
No, I bet him. I'll bet him. I put him on top in the trifectas. I'll bet him to win place. I bet him for all my friends and give them the tickets. So, I support him financially as well.
All right. There, you've got it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Good day for Rick Pitino and all of us here on the 127th Kentucky Derby. Jane Norris for your Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Rick. And it's a great day for all of Kentuckiana. We're thrilled to be a part of your day here at Derby 127.
Let's go. Here is Nick Zito, trainer of AP Valentine. How's he look, Nick?
Fine, Billy. What are you doing with that headset up?
They're paying me money. I don't work for anybody. You know how that goes. Thank you very much. What can I tell you? I'm getting ready to take off at any minute.
I hope you take off with Valentine.
Great.
Well, guys, let us, if we can, look at some of the odds here and pick up some betting tips. Because there's a couple of them here. We mentioned StarTech, which is going off, it looks right now, at 99.1.
Here's a tip. Forget it.
Really?
No, okay, go ahead.
Even a long shot like that, Arctic Boy is now listed at 99.1.
Well, it'll be a cold.
There's a reason he's
aware of Arctic Boy wins this race.
There's a reason he's 99.1.
I hear you.
They say you can't bet on looks, but you know E.J. Clark?
I tell you what. There's a lot of horses out here on this track that are looking really good coming up to Derby 127. So sometimes looks are deceiving.
And from right here in Louisville, the ex-Louisville basketball coach, Danny Crum.
I think it's going to be between three horses. I think Point Given can run any kind of a race. I think Dollar Bill at a mile and a quarter, I like him. And then I got a toss-up between a couple others that I haven't made a decision. I kind of like closers in this race today.
we're getting ready for one of the greatest moments in sports.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby. Congaree with a two-length lead. Here comes Monarcos on the outside, getting by point given for second. It's Congaree now having to hold off Monarcos. Then an eighth of a mile to go. Congaree in a hard whipping, but he can't do it for Monarcos. Monarcos goes by him and gets the lead. Monarcos with Congaree. And then after that comes Invisible Ink third, but it's going to be Monarcos drawing away. Monarcos wins the race, wins it by about five. The time, 159.97. Only the second time the Derby has been run in under 2 minutes.